The days between Pesach and Shavuos are the days of Sfiras Omer, as the Ramban calls a Chol Hamoed period. That the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose was to accept the Torah in Har Sinai. So the Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Yeshua, points out in one of his famous pieces that the Sfiras Omer period is divided into three different parts. We know what is, when we talk about three, we know Tefillah, Asoshet Dvarim Olam Omer, we know in three things, but it's Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So how does each three relate to three different time periods in the Sfira? So he explains that Avodah, that's the first part, when Klal Yisrael, the Karban Pesach, the ultimate Avodah, so that's referring to working our avodah, our tefillah. And then, of course, we have the second stage of keneged gemilas chasadim. What's gemilas chasadim? So we know Pesach Sheni fell at the beginning of the week. Pesach Sheni falls out during this time. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he let you make a mitzvah you miss, and you had no reason that you could make it up. He still made it that you could make it up. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third is keneged Torah. We know that we're looking, getting close to the days of Shavuos, the days of Matan Torah. So Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the final third, and that's why from now, as always, we look into Asachanas for Talmud Torah. And that's why I think some explain by the Shavuos, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And someone in the Netziv, the Meshachachma, not bringing in Shavuos early. So what's Pshah? Why specifically here? Because the Hachana itself is the Avodah, not preparing for Matan Torah, as it says. And according to some, what happened on Lag BaOmer? That the, not only did the marble start, but according to some, that's when the mun started falling on Lag BaOmer. And it was 30 days they ate matzah. And then it took, it says about 3 days for the mun to fall. That's why Chazal say, well, nitnu Torah elo la ochei haman. The Torah is only given to the ochei haman, which is a hint that this is the time, Lag BaOmer, the time the Hachana for Talmud Torah. And that's why perhaps as well that we know the 24,000 students were of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva were killed. Shelo Nogu Kabbaz Awazen. It's ironic to the Hafta Weicha Kamochas was Rabbi Akiva's teaching. Could be maybe he taught that afterwards. But nevertheless, but we know he had great students in learning, so maybe Shelo Nogu Kabbaz Awazen. But Torah, they were strong, and that's why they stopped dying before we began the last third, the time of Lag BaOmer. And that's as well, we know that Yerushalayim ben Yochai, who revealed the Zohar, the Torah Sanistar, his Yortzeit is on Lag BaOmer, and we get ready for this third stage. We get ready for the third stage of Torah. So that's what it is. So we know, Hashol Shul Dvarim HaOmer, our Torah, the Avodah is the first third, that's the Pesach. And then we have in the middle third, we have Pesach Shein, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He enabled us to make up mitzvahs that we had no reason being able to. It's only because you saw the people really wanted it, and the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to give the Tameh and Derech Rechoka chances. And the third one is the Torah, and that's just starting from Lag BaOmer to Gonitah. This is the third stage of Hachana for Kabbalah HaTorah.